On University of Dayton Week, does chicken soup really help when you're sick? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Colby Tiemann, professor of dietetics and nutrition, gets to the meat of the matter.
Making chicken soup for someone under the weather has been a tradition for centuries. It goes all the way back to the Roman army in 60 AD. But is there any real science behind chicken soup as a remedy for colds and flu? Or is it just a comforting placebo? One of the things that makes chicken soup so tasty is its umami flavor, often described as a meaty taste. Some studies suggest umami can help boost appetite and improve digestion, two things that are particularly important when you're sick, since loss of appetite and stomach issues are common cold and flu symptoms. Chicken soup may help by reducing inflammation in your nasal passages, since inflammation in the upper respiratory tract is a major cause of stuffy noses, sneezing, coughing, and thick mucus. A bowl of soup might actually ease those symptoms. It seems that chicken soup may actually lower the ability of certain immune cells to gather in the inflamed nasal area. And of course, it's important to consider the role of each individual ingredient in chicken soup that may play unique roles in its ability to help you feel better. Chicken provides a complete source of protein to fight infection, vegetables deliver vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, and noodles are a great source of simple carbohydrates to provide energy for recovery. Even the broth, with its many herbs and spices, helps loosen mucus and keeps you hydrated with fluids and electrolytes. For the best results, homemade chicken soup is the way to go. Canned versions, which are often heavily processed, just don't pack the same punch when it comes to vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. In short, grandma was onto something. Homemade chicken soup really might help you feel better after all.
That was Colby Tiemann of the University of Dayton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.